In this episode of the Leader Smith Podcast, we're going to talk about how to not only survive, but how to thrive in a new normal. Stay tuned.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leader Smith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
Okay, so the world has changed, and you know, you have to change with it. Months ago, the streets were empty, and now we're looking tentatively to open up. Of course, we've had protests and riots and all kinds of things that are spreading more coronavirus, so hopefully that won't contaminate things too much, but we are opening up gradually, but things are looking different than they did before. I mean, there were lines for limited store capacity at Walmart and Aldi, even Palmetto State Armory, which is a gun shop. There were long lines around the store. And in fact, I saw these lines recently, not even just during the quarantine, but somewhat recently. Now, the lines came and went, and hopefully they will stay away. But social distancing, I think, is here to stay. And unless we find a treatment to the cure, I think we need to factor in social distancing to whatever we do. That may be trickier for some jobs than others. Some businesses will be open and their services will be slower, but we accept that. The public library, for example, we're not expecting speed in the public library. Everywhere you see masks. I received an email today from my administration at Charleston Southern, where I teach, where they said, you know, basically you're going to be wearing masks unless you're alone in your office or you're outside away from people. And that's okay. That's just part of the new normal. You see these plastic shields at registers at Lowe's or the grocery store or even a Chinese restaurant, which this, you know, my local Chinese restaurant went a little overboard, but you see these shields everywhere now, and that's going to be here to stay. Businesses have changed, and how we exercise, how we get our recreation is almost a personal metaphor for the change. So my kids' soccer season was ended early. People can't get close to each other. So for example, I do martial arts, and you can't really do martial arts at a social distance. I would imagine that more people now have a home gym like the one in my garage than they've ever had at any point in history. If the exercise section at Walmart tells me anything, it's that the trend is toward being at home, because that aisle is just cleared out. Now, this is great news if you're Netflix, and it's terrible news if you own a theater, but that's the new normal. So let's consider how these trends will affect us as we move forward. So, for example, teleconferencing will get bigger and bigger and bigger, while one-to-one meetings will become more and more limited. Meeting in groups will also stay limited, at least for some time. Kiosks, where you don't have to interact with a human being. Kiosks, this was already trending up because of McDonald's and Wendy's and other places where labor was demanding $15 an hour for a job that really was worth maybe $7 or $8. That was already trending up, but it will accelerate. I love going to my Little Caesars, ordering the pizza online, going to Little Caesars, punching in a number, getting my pizza, and not having to talk to anyone. Domino's, I placed my order online, and then they put my pizza outside on a chair, which was great. The last time I was there, I had to actually physically go inside and talk to somebody and tell them my name and have them give me my pizza. So that was an inconvenience, but you understand. I mean, this is the trend. This is where we're going. Touch-free will become increasingly big. So if you have a device with some kind of code on it that they can scan, Walmart has a Walmart app where you can scan the app. Dunkin' Donuts has an app where I don't have to handle cash or handle a card. I just let them scan. That's going to blow up. That's going to be huge. Anywhere where you don't have to touch cards or money is going to be big. So just look for that trend. Pickup services have increased. So I sometimes get my groceries from Walmart and have them just put it in the back of my trunk. Harris Teeter has the same thing. Aldi now has it. And Aldi's like the low end of the grocery continuum. So what do we do moving forward? How do we adjust to this new normal? One, run your business with social distancing in mind. Know that large events will be canceled. That's just the reality. I submitted a paper last week and I was rejected for my paper, but not because my paper was crap. My paper was fine. The conference was actually canceled, and that's the conference is in October. So, I mean, they're thinking down the down the line. Just assume large events will be canceled. Convert to online activities wherever that's possible. So, for example, use Zoom conferences, live streaming like my church. I mean, I actually kind of like walking downstairs in my pajamas and watching my church service in my pajamas. I know that sounds terribly lazy, but even my church's vacation Bible school, which is a big activity, is going to be online this year. I don't know how well that's going to work when you're trying to keep the attention of little kids, but they're even converting that. Number three, prepare for this to be the new normal. This just is the new normal. Don't fight it. Don't gripe about it. Just convert and try to make the best of it. Number four, look for opportunities online. We've already had in my house two doctor's visits through telemedicine. That's on the phone. Like, I don't want to go into the office anymore and sit there with a bunch of sick people if I can avoid it. I get it. Sometimes I'm going to have to do that, but I don't want to do that if I can avoid it. I was listening to Adam Grant's podcast. Adam Grant is a professor at Wharton. That's the University of Pennsylvania. Brilliant guy, wrote a number of books. He was talking about a guy that's a hairstylist who is teaching people how to cut hair online. He was talking with had a plumber that was doing teleplumbing, like working with someone to snake the drain and whatever else. So they have to shift to that. It's not what they want to do, but that's the new normal. So number five, here's the second to last thing. Remember the 49ers. In 1849, during the gold rush, lots of people went out west, but the people that made the most money were not the people that went and mined gold. They were the people that sold the pickaxes to the people who were mining gold. That's the most reliable way to make money, was to sell pickaxes to those that were mining gold. And then finally, luck. I mean, there's going to be a bit of luck in here, but luck is, and here's the quotation for contemplation, luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity, according to Seneca. So that's what I have for you. I hope that helps you reframe and think about what's next. For some people, it will be a painless transition. For others, you really have to convert. But there is a new normal, and you can not just survive, but you can thrive if you figure out how to adapt to it. Hey, thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.